Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, April 29th, 2011. And this is audio boo number 83, actually maybe 83 and a half. I tried to do one the other day, but the microphone on my headset was so horrible that there was too much static. I couldn't upload it. But basically, then I talked about Ben Bernanke and the Fed and the interest rates and that sort of thing. So I'll recap that. And also maybe talk a little bit about the gold and what's happening there. And what I'm not going to talk about is the royal wedding. I don't really care that much about the royal wedding. And the other thing is that, actually it's probably good news. I mean, there's so much bad news in the world, right? There's tsunamis and tornadoes and earthquakes and Democrats fighting Republicans and Republicans fighting Democrats. And it's just good to see something positive, a wedding. Let's all get drunk at the wedding. More of a celebration of life than some of the other woes and turmoils that we normally see on a day-to-day basis. Just to recap what the Fed did, the Fed basically said that they were going to continue with the quantitative easing and basically keep the punch bowl out there for the economy. I think we've seen the effect of that so far is that the dollar continues to go down, and we're seeing commodities continue to go up. So at some point, it's going to matter. At some point, the Fed is going to have to recognize that there's economic growth and the threat of inflation out there, and they will have to step in and try to, stem the tide. It's going to happen. You know, the Fed's great at creating booms and busts, and they tend to be more reactive than proactive. So sometimes by the time they react, it's too late. Whatever forces are in motion are in motion. So I have a hunch that's where we're headed again. At the end of this, something bad's going to happen. But for now, the punch bowl's out there. It's good for the stocks. It's good for commodities. We are seeing a pickup in the economy, although we did see the GDP number come down this week at 1.8%, which was a disappointment. And we also saw the unemployment claims tick up, but that might just be a blip. We'll see. I guess the other ramification is we saw Amazon report less than expected numbers, and that could be that folks are paying more at the pump, and oil is up, of course, because the dollar's down, as well as supply and demand from world economies growing. The next thing is gold, and I want to talk a little bit about gold and the divergences between gold and the gold miners, right? You could take a look at the GLD, the ticker for gold, and GLX, or GDX, the ticker for the basket of gold stocks, the stocks that mine gold, the Newport Mining and Newmont Mining and Barrick Gold and stuff like that. And you see lately, you know, those usually move in tandem. Sometimes one precedes the other by a little bit up or down. But right now, the last few weeks, we're starting to see a divergence. We're seeing gold continue to go up while we're seeing the gold miners, the stocks, they're not going up. They're going down. So what does this mean? Does this mean that there's trouble ahead, or does it mean that investors, they just have to have that metal? They don't care about the companies. They just want gold. They want gold bullion. They want the coins. They have to have it. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I have a hunch that's going to end badly when it does end. But who knows where it ends? I mean, right now, I thought it would end a long time ago. You know, right now, gold's approaching $1,600 an ounce. Silver is just going crazy these days. And who knows where gold ends? Is it $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 an ounce? Or at some point, do folks realize, you know, I can't do anything with this gold. It sure is pretty to look at, but that's about it. I need to collect interest. I need to have a growth in my portfolio, something like that. But right now, man, everybody's talking about gold. Hey, it's Friday. This Audio Boo has no intro. It has no outro because I'm using the Audio Boo app. So that's it. I hope this finds you well, and I hope you have a great one.